And the Cowboys have two workouts today. The first one is about to start on the field in front of us. Now, George and I are up in the press box, but the great Gordo has the wireless microphone, and he is on the field right by the tunnel where the players are trickling out for their morning workout. Come in, Gordo.
Hey, boys, do you have me?
Boy,
can you,
do we.
Can you hear me on the radio?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. All right, so I'm positioning myself right outside the tunnel here where all the players have to come out in order to enter the field. And I don't know any of these players outside of Tony Romo and Miles Austin.
We'll help you out.
Okay, so I'll call a number, and then you got to look at the roster and tell me who they are.
You got to tell us blue or white.
But so far, aren't all these guys no-names that are out here?
Oh, these are special teams players. Some of them are... Matt McBryer is not exactly a no-name. He's one of the best punters in the NFL.
He's the one with the belly, right?
He didn't really have a belly.
Number one?
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't you notice he had a belly last year? I always remember him back there punting, thinking, man, he's going to get no leg extension because he's about to hit a huge roadblock.
No, he does, though. Watch this. He's so great.
All right, here he is. He's took the snap. He punts. Looks like about a 20-yarder.
That one very well.
20-yarder?
Terrible kick.
Not one of his better efforts. He's just warming up.
All right, here comes a player here. 30.
You read the number?
Blue, 38.
That's
32.
So.
That's Orlando Scandrick.
It's the great Orlando Scandrick.
Yeah.
See if I can't catch him. Hi, Orlando. How you doing? What's up, O?
What's up?
How you doing?
Good.
What kind of music you listen to these days?
I ain't listening to no music right now, man.
I know not right now, but I mean in general.
All kinds.
All kinds?
Yeah, everything.
Everything. So classical music you like?
No, I mean all the modern music.
Oh, country music.
Yeah.
What's your favorite country music artist?
I don't know the name of the dude. I just know the song. I can't remember right now, but I'm about to get out here and get
you're focused. Focused. Very focused.
He listens to it all.
That was without a doubt the worst interview I think I've ever experienced in my life. You think he was at all interested in giving me an answer?
No.
He listens to all music, all modern music, and then what kind of country music he listens to, I don't know the guy's name. Great interview.
How does the crowd look down there?
Crowd looks a little sparse.
Usually they had a record-breaking crowd over the weekend.
Yeah, I guess everyone got it out of the system. Okay, white 31. White 31.
Said, hut, hut. That's Herb Donaldson.
All right, he's approaching with blue 55.
Blue 55. Stephen Hodge.
White 15.
Manuel Johnson.
Oklahoma Sooner there.
Sooner.
Okay, you want me to get white 15?
Yeah, call him Manny.
Manny, what's his last name?
Johnson.
Johnson. Sooner. Okay.
Yep.
Any other details you got on him?
Practice squad guy last year, I believe.
Okay.
Ask him about Bob Stoops, if Bob Stoops was mean to him.
Hey, Manny, we're talking to all Sooners today.
Gotcha.
Gordon Keith of the Ticket, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Pretty good. When was the last time you talked to Bob Stoops?
It was about two weeks ago. He told me good luck at camp. So, about 2 weeks ago.
Do you guys have a telephone relationship or a texting relationship? What do you say?
I text him every now and then. I was up there not too long ago working out with Smitty and the guys up there, so that's why I spoke to him.
Has Bob Stoops ever requested a Marty B type photograph of you?
No, never. Never.
Have you ever taken a nude cell phone picture of yourself and sent it to a lover?
Never.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever do that?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Do you think Marty B made a mistake?
That's not for me to say. That's not for me to say at all.
Now, you're a rookie this year, right?
I've been my second year.
Oh, your second year? Mm-hmm. Well, that's close enough.
Tell him to catch some good footballs.
Will you carry my equipment for me?
No.
Catch some footballs, okay?
I got you.
Stay hard, Manny.
I think his dad's a P1, by the way.
25. God, this guy's tall.
That's, what's his name?
Patrick Watkins.
Hey, Patrick, how tall are you?
I'm 6 foot and a half.
6 foot and a half. Now, when did you have your growth spurt?
High school.
High school?
Mm-hmm.
Were you popular with the ladies?
Oh, of course. They're popular with the ladies. No offense to my girlfriend, but, yes, they're popular.
Hey, since you're so popular with the ladies and everything, I have a question for you. Will you send me a Marty B type photograph of yourself?
You know what? I thought about that, because, Marty B got a lot of hits with that, and a lot of people... I think it's a publicity stunt, so I might do it. I might do it. Really? What's your email address?
Okay. Thanks, man.
He's funny.
God, he's built like Manute Bol. Late, great Manute Bol.
Yes.
Who died so tragically. Okay, who's number 40? Blue.
Bill Bates, of course.
Okay.
Denny McRae.
Denny, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
How's it feel to be wearing Bill Bates number?
Feel pretty good. I mean, I'm glad they gave me the honor of wearing it.
Do you know who Bill Bates is?
I heard of him. I mean, I didn't get to watch him or anything like that.
Yeah, he's like this psycho character that killed his mom in a movie. that's Norman Bates. Okay. All right. What are you doing out here? You for the Cowboys?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go to college?
LSU.
Oh, LSU. That's the Tigers, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What state is that in?
Louisiana.
Oh, okay. Sorry. You're right. What's the craziest thing that's happened here at camp so far?
I mean, it hasn't really been a crazy camp so far. I mean, I guess we have to get into it.
How'd you get that scar on your face?
Car accident.
Really? How old were you?
Six.
Ooh. 6 years old?
Yes, sir.
Did anyone die in the accident?
Not everybody lived.
Everybody lived? What were the circumstances?
As far as...
I mean, how did it happen? What was the accident?
I mean, we were pulled up on the side of the road and got hit by a drunk driver.
Wow. Man.
Dang. Was the person convicted?
I believe so. I mean, I was six. I mean, I haven't checked into it since, but
was
I mean,
driving?
As far as I know, he was.
You were six, so you weren't driving, right?
No, I wasn't driving.
How many kids in the car?
Two.
Two? How? Sister? Brother?
No, it was a church member, a friend.
Wow. Well, you've recovered well and made it to the NFL. Did you think right after that accident you'd be in the NFL?
I didn't know nothing about football when that happened.
All right, thanks, man. Good luck out there.
Gordo,
yeah.
You are the host of the Bear Trap Moment of the Week. You almost stepped into a giant bear trap.
I know.
If he had said, my parents were both killed.
Yeah, what were we going to do then?
I don't know. Who's
Make
this
a
guy?
Joke?
Who's 52?
That's Leon Williams, and he has no time for you right now.
Boy, he's got a lot of attitude. All right, I'm going to go talk to this fan while we're waiting on the play. Oh, we got a couple players coming out. Right. 50 blue.
Okay, that's
the rookie Sean Lee.
Oh, he's great.
And 74 blue.
I'm a big fan of Sean Lee.
Lorenzo Washington is 74.
Which do you want?
Sean Lee. He's great.
Their second round pick.
Hey, Sean. Gordon Keith, the Sports Radio 1310, the ticket live on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you today?
I'm doing well.
How long have you been with the Cowboys?
I've been with the Cowboys, well, really, officially a few days.
Ask him if he talked to Joe Pa lately.
Have you talked to Joe Pa lately?
Have not talked to Joe lately. Haven't been up to school, but I think they're starting camp here. They're getting ready for another good season.
Mm-hmm. Is training camp already beating you down? You ready to move into a different line of work?
No, I'm excited. This is what I want to do. This is what I love doing.
Have you been asked to carry anyone's pads?
No, not yet.
Would you if you were asked? Or would you politely decline?
No, I mean, I'd carry some pads. I'd do whatever. You know what I mean? As a rookie, I'll do whatever to help this team win.
You look like the Aryan Nicolas Cage. Anyone ever tell you that?
No one ever told me that.
That's blonde hair and blue eyes.
Yeah, I am German. I'm partially German, so that's part of my mom's deal. So
you're also, sorry about the Aryan reference then.
That's okay.
No, that's okay. I just don't want to make things tense.
Okay. Oh, there's Wade.
Oh, hey, it's Coach Wade Phillips. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing fine. Since you guys canned me, I still making it home.
No, we always want you on the air, Coach.
No, you went for the fake Wade and dropped me. So
we had to settle for fake Wade. We always want to have you on. We want to know what's on your iPod right now.
Do you know if that's me or not?
What? Right now talking?
Yeah.
No, this is you because I'm looking at you.
Oh, okay.
And you're on webcam right now. We got a webcam right up there.
Oh, no.
So.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, okay.
Now, you've lost weight. I've put on weight. Okay. Now, did you do any sort of, you did Nutrisystem or you didn't
I
get
did
the
do Nutrisystem?
You didn't get that colon tied into
not
a knot.
They paid me for it, so.
Oh, they didn't pay you?
I said they. No, they gave me the food, so I appreciate that.
Okay,
so.
But would you ever do one of those surgeries like people are getting these days?
No, maybe on my face, but not.
Do you know any Dallas Cowboy personnel who has had surgery on their face?
No.
Very politically correct answer. That's okay. That's okay. Are you excited about this year? You got a great team going into the season.
Well, we
win the World Series.
We have a bunch of guys. We have a bunch of guys right now, and we're trying to put together a football team. But we have some guys that are dedicated to it, and you know we feel good about. And you know a lot of them have done well in the past, but to put it all together, it takes some time.
Ask him about being in Bandolero.
Now, what about being in Bandolero? Were you actually in that film?
You know, that's one I turned down, and I shouldn't have. You know, that's.
But I think you're listed as being in it. Weren't you listed in the movie? What are you talking about, Craig?
With Raquel Welch?
With Raquel Welch in 1968? Yeah, were you in that?
Well, they were. There was a scene where they were riding along, and they said, "Hey, Wade, come on!" And that was it. So. I never did come on. So.
All right. Now I thought you took a pretty courageous stance. You sounded like you were kind of against the hazing. You said that it was kind of stupid in college. You don't really like all that hazing business and everything.
Yeah, well, I am. I mean, I think it is stupid, you know. And it gets out of hand. That's the problem with it. Now, there are traditional things that, you know, if you want to participate in, fine, like singing or, you know, those kind of things. But to me, it's up to the individual. And they're all individuals, and they're all grown men. And I felt like I was a grown man in college, but they didn't treat me like one when I was a freshman. But I didn't do it to anyone else, and I don't think it's right.
Right. Do you think that the media is making way too big a deal out of this? It's just become gossip for men now to talk about who Des disrespected Roy.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it's great for the media and the stories, but you know, as long as it doesn't affect our football team, that's what I worry about.
And does Roy seem to be affected by this too much when you've talked to him personally?
Not at all.
Been crying.
He hasn't discussed what phase two might be with you, and you guys have a planning session.
No, we don't. We don't. And I think it's probably, you know, they're going to go out to eat, and Des might pay for it, that kind of thing. But again, it's what the individual's willing to do, and as long as it doesn't make them uncomfortable or something that, you know, that we all wouldn't want to do is be somebody else's servant.
Right.
Tense.
Now, what about Wade Phillips when he's out here at camp? Where do you go out to eat when you're not eating Nutrisystem?
That's it.
That's all you eat? You don't go out to eat?
There's no, you don't go out to eat. You kidding?
You get, now, you guys have to go out sometimes.
Oh, no. All we do is meet and practice and sleep and meet and practice and sleep. That's it. And eat in between time.
When you're out and about in San Antonio, do people mob you?
Here.
Okay, yeah,
here
get them started.
Football team.
Yeah, I forgot.
Let's go.
You held up practice.
Boy, there was the horn.
Yeah, one of the trainers had to come over and get coach. We're ready to go here.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
That was very nice of the coach to stop by.
He came over to you.
That was great.
Very likeable guy.
He always
has been.
You know
what? When he was approaching you at first, I didn't recognize him. That's the first time I've seen him in person. 40 pounds lighter.
Yeah, he's lost a lot of weight. Looks good. He's happy with life. I mean, he's approaching people that he normally hates. I mean, this is a new Wade Phillips.
He's always thought you were funny.
Okay, who ranked the likability of the coaches in the Metroplex? Who do you think is the most likable?
The current four?
Yeah.
I think Wade is the most likable, followed by Wash, followed by Carlisle and Crawford, but Carlisle and Crawford are that different breed.
They're kind of hard to approach.
Yeah, they're way down the list. It's Wade and Ron are both very likable.
So only those two mainly, and the other two guys. Like Carlisle, I wouldn't want to be trapped on an elevator with him. I'd fear the barrage of his smart-ass comments.
It'd be so tense.
And Crawford would start screaming at you.
Right. And not really have a good game plan. That's kind of his hallmark.
All right. Good work down there, Gordo.
That was outstanding work.
Signing off from San Antonio.
Way to go. There's the great Gordo from the field here at the Alamo Dome. Up next, we determine.